Isolated Massive Star Formation in G28.20 to 0.05, by Chi-Yan Lor et al. We report high-resolution 1.3 mm continuum and molecular line observations of the massive protostar G28.20 to 0.05 with ALMA. The continuum image reveals a ring-like structure with 2000 O radius, similar to morphology seen in archival 1.3 cm VLA observations. Based on its spectral index and associated H30 alpha emission, the structure mainly traces ionized gas. However, there is evidence for approximately 30 m sun of dusty gas near the main ALMA continuum peak on one side of the ring, as well as in adjacent regions within 3000 O. A virial analysis on scales of approximately 2000 O from hot core line emission yields a dynamical mass of approximately 80 pang m sun. A strong velocity gradient in the H30 alpha emission is evidence for a rotating, ionized disk wind, which drives a larger scale molecular outflow. An infrared SED analysis indicates a current protostellar mass of m approximately 40 pang msn forming from a core with initial mass mach approximately 300 pang msn uniting a clump with mass surface density of sigma cl approximately 0.8 pang g pang cm minus 2. Thus the SED and other properties of the system can be understood in the context of core accretion models. Structure finding analysis on the larger scale continuum image indicates G28.20 to 0.05 is forming in a relatively isolated environment, with no other concentrated sources, i.e., protostellar cores, above approximately 1 pang msn found from approximately 0.1 to 0.4% around the source. This implies that a massive star can form in relative isolation and the dearth of other protostellar companions within the approximately 1% environs is a strong constraint on massive star formation theories that predict the presence of a surrounding protocluster. This was Isolated Massive Star Formation in G28.20 to 0.05, by Chi-Yan Lor et al.